Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
No team wants to go 1-3 on the year. No team does. But let's say for some reason the Baltimore Ravens go 1-3. Mm-hmm. They had the Texans, the Rams, and the Bears all at home. In the midst of that, there's a bye. Then they go to the Dolphins, then to the Vikings, then to the Browns. And then they have the Jets and the Bengals. And you know, you see that stretch that I'm talking about there, Ed?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not a bad stretch. For this football team, it's not. You don't want to go 1-3, but it's not a bad stretch.
The rest of the season isn't a bad stretch after this week.
But let's say the Chiefs go 1-3.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go to the Jaguars, winnable game, right? But then they have the Lions, a rivalry game with the Raiders. Then the Commanders, Jaden Daniels probably healthy back then. Then they go to the Bills, to the Broncos. Then they have the Colts.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again. No one wants to go 1-3, but just because you go 2-2 doesn't mean your season is back on track. It all depends on who you are. I think 2-2 has a better chance of putting the Ravens back on track than it does necessarily putting the Chiefs back on track.
100%. I mean, you mentioned you talk about the Bills. They've got, after the Ravens, they've got the Lions. I'm going to point out the better teams. The Lions, the Commanders, the Bills, the Broncos, the Colts. I don't know how the Cowboys are going to be. The Texans, the Chargers again. And then you got the Broncos and the Raiders. And the Raiders twice. They haven't faced them yet. So you have all these divisional games coming up. The Chargers already beaten them. The Chargers have won 3 games in the division already. So the Chiefs have a lot of work to do to catch them.
Yep.
And they're facing a lot of good teams here right now. The rest of the season, not the second half, the next 3 quarters.
Yeah, going 2-2 doesn't get the Chiefs out of the woods. And I'm not saying it's automatic, but going 2-2 for the Ravens, they have 3 straight home games. Again, Texans, Rams, Bears. Then, and again, there's a bye in the midst of that. And then they go on the road on a Thursday night game, Dolphins. Then after a long stretch off, Vikings. Then at Cleveland. Then home versus the Jets and the Bengals. I mean, it just 2-2. Could really get the Ravens out of the woods a lot easier than
the
Chiefs.
Yeah. After this week, this game, I'm not going to blue sky this, like, because they're still beat up badly with injuries, so they may not have a great season. I'm not sure yet. We'll see how this game turns out. But the real biggest challenges that are coming up with them, I believe, are, you know, the Rams, but it's a home game. So you get them at home. So you got the Rams, and you have the Packers late in the season in Green Bay. And, you know, you still play the Steelers twice, Bengals again twice. You haven't faced them yet. But I think the Ravens they have a very winnable schedule, you know, going past the Chiefs.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Right now, Ed, at 1-2 between these two teams,
mm-hmm.
who, because these two teams represent the elite of the AFC, the upper echelon of the NFL in terms of regular season teams. Who's the more disappointing 1-2 team? Gotcha.
Well, let me think about that for a second. Let's see. I mean, obviously, we're very disappointed in the Ravens. Very disappointed.
While you're waiting, let me jump in.
Mm-hmm. They've lost it. I mean, but the Chiefs have lost to the Chargers. And go ahead.
No, you're right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying, I'm just looking who they've lost to. The Chiefs have lost to the Chargers and the Eagles in two close games.
Right.
And then they you know, curb stomped the Giants. So I would say the Ravens are the more disappointing team because, the Chiefs, you're going to lose games. And they lost to two playoff teams. I mean, the Chargers, I think, win their division. The Eagles are Super Bowl champs, the reigning champs. They lost to both those teams. They lost them both by one score. So I'd say that the Ravens are the biggest disappointment just because of the way they're playing.
Can I make a case for the Chiefs being the most disappointing?
Please do.
Because the Ravens have lost on the road to Buffalo. See, we're looking at how they lost.
Yeah.
The Ravens lost on the road to Buffalo, and they lost to the Lions. You're talking about two powerhouses in the NFL over the past two or three seasons. The game in which the Kansas City Chiefs won, it was an ugly football game. A game that you could arguably say they shouldn't have won against the New York Giants. A game that the Giants basically gave them. Well, the Ravens win against the Browns was utter dominance. The Browns, the same team that came back and beat the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
Proof that the defense was stellar. So I think in terms of both teams lost to very good teams. Very good teams that you shouldn't be ashamed of losing to. However, the wins, the quality of wins, in my opinion, goes to the Ravens because they completely dominated a Browns team that came back and beat the Packers, and you struggled against the Giants team. Now, albeit, I think the Chiefs were on the road against the Giants.
They were.
You could argue that.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you want to make a case for you, the Ravens are the most disappointing. They had a big lead against Buffalo, so I guess that would make it the most disappointing, the fact that they had that game in hand against Buffalo and ended up losing it.
And that one, and the Lions game, they just got bullied.
Yeah.
That was not that's not a Ravens team I'm used to seeing where you get out physical they never get out physical by anybody. And that happened. The Lions just they did whatever they wanted with them. Just literally pushed them around.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Week four, NFL season seems like unlike any other sport. It goes so quickly. You are after this week, we're going to be a traditional quarter of the way through the season. And I say traditional because 17 games kind of take that away, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes so quickly. And I'm looking at this team against the Chiefs. On the road, injuries, man.
The injuries are devastating. There's no doubt about it. They're just absolutely devastating. And it's been the certain ones that are they're all important, obviously. Likely is very important. He's a great player. They're all important. But there's a couple here that stand out to me that are they are absolutely crucial to what the Ravens do. And to me, that would be Ricard and Madubuike. Because Madubuike is so important to the defensive line. He really is. He gets a lot of pressure up the middle. He actually produces sacks. He's the anchor of that line. And Ricard gets that running game going. Nobody knows what the hell he does because he doesn't carry the ball. But if you watch him, he just takes on, he kicks out whoever's on the edge, defensive end, outside linebacker. I don't care who it is. He's better. I have not seen many people beat Ricard. And he allows, the way it goes, he runs out, he kicks out the guys who got outside contained, and Henry runs inside him, behind his back, and then it's off to the races. And we don't have that right now.
410-583-1057. Let's go to Crofton and get Pete. What's up, Pete?
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to share my perspective about the disappointing between the two Chiefs and the Ravens. Well, I was going to say that with the Chiefs, we already were kind of shocked a little from last year, so you already began to see a slight decline in the Chiefs' performance from the Super Bowl. So I'm not that shocked coming into the new season. But I think the Ravens overall, agreeing with you guys, that the Baltimore Ravens were the most disappointing because the higher expectation of the draft, the free agency that came in, we picked up some nice pieces, and they already had us possibly winning the Super Bowl this year. So I would say Baltimore also, the most disappointing.
Who had us winning the Super Bowl already?
Well, just some of the consensus. I don't know how legit they were, but when I would read various sites that I would say.
No. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just asking for clarification. I didn't understand what you were saying.
They were the preseason number one in the power rankings.
Right. That's what I was asking. Is that what he was going by? I wasn't disagreeing with him. I'm just asking for clarity. Thanks a lot for the call. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So he's saying that the reason why the Ravens are the more disappointing team was because of preseason expectations. But who was the other team that they had winning the AFC?
The Bills.
Exactly. And that's what he lost to.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and that's why, again, we can be very disappointed because how they lost these games, and that's fine. I'm not saying you shouldn't be. But what I am saying is, you know, they lost to the two teams that many people thought could win their conference. Yeah, people thought the Ravens, and as many people thought the Bills could too. On the NFC side, a lot of talk on the Lions, upseeding maybe the Eagles. So look at the teams you lost to. Great football teams. It's just the way you lost that just sticks in our craw. Mike Preston joins us at 8:30 on the other side. Kyle Hamilton says he feels Raven fans can be a little spoiled at times and should back off his defensive coordinator. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 8:02 in the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this fantastic feel-good Friday. I'm at WFAN Studios in New York. Ed is back at the Hub in Baltimore holding it down for us. Jeremy will be back on Tuesday. I don't know where he went. I'm sure he told me, but, you know, I don't remember.
He said the ocean's calling.
What is that? Oh, that's the concert
music
down at Ocean
Festival
City.
In Ocean City.
What is it, 3-day concert?
Yeah. Right? Yep, starts today.
What, people wear diapers so they won't go to the bathroom?
I don't know, but you heard him ask me for a bucket hat. I don't know if that's to put on his head or use for something else. So.
You can leave the festival, Rob.
I didn't say you couldn't leave the
festival. Well, why did you say you're wearing diapers?
Because some people may not want to leave the festival. You can leave Rock the Bells that I go to, and some people don't want to leave it.
Do they wear diapers?
People wear diapers when they go to things like that. That's not a.
I wore diapers on surveillance.
Yeah, that's not.
I did. I used to.
I didn't make that up.
Kept, like, if you had to be in a van for 12, 14 hours. Yep.
Yeah.
That's sitting in your stew right there.
I agree. With I can't you, leave. Joe, but that's the thing.
Can't leave. Or we had iced tea bottles. We'd use that, but you know.
And you're right. You can leave it, but some people don't want to leave.
Gross. Ed's out here trying to save lives and surveillance while you got people that are at Taylor Swift concerts wearing diapers so they don't have to leave the line.
Is that true?
That's true. People do that.
Really?
So, yeah. Yes, they do. That's what I'm saying. I didn't make that up. I read about it.
Wow. All right.
Taylor Swift is that. That's just a. You know what? I'm not even going to get into that because I had too many people that I don't want to say my circle, but that I know very well. That are Swifties, and they're and nasty people when you say the wrong
thing. It's like the Bayhive.
Exactly. Just don't do it. Don't do it. Kyle Hamilton has some words for Ravens fans.
Whatever criticism he's getting, I don't know. I feel like sometimes Ravens fans can be a little spoiled, just like the amount of success that this franchise has had. You know, we lose 5 games and the world's about to end. I think on Zach, it's unfair to put all the blame on him when there's 11 guys out there on the field that are playing their hearts off and he's put us in the right positions. It's just a matter of us doing the right stuff, and that's where I feel like the critiques of Zach or whatever coaches are unfair, because he can't go out there and play for us, and as much as he'd want to, he can't. So it's up to us to go out and get the job done. So it's not a Zach thing. It's not a coaching thing on the defensive side of the ball. It's just players got to get the stuff right.
Yeah. Well, he's right. So he's absolutely right.
So you don't have a problem with what he said?
What Hamilton said? Absolutely yes. not. Definitely not.
Do you agree with him?
Yes. I think it's very unfair. Look, I don't know if Orr's the guy for this job. But I do know, I do agree with him on the fact that the fan base is spoiled. I've been saying this for years because it's a really successful franchise. Look, let's look at everything. The Ravens have won a division the last couple of years. They've had a Super Bowl with this coach. You could say it's been a long time or whatever. Most people don't get that. You've got Lamar's going to walk into the Hall of Fame if his career ended last night. He's 2-time MVP already. He is. You know, Derrick Henry's going to the Hall of Fame. Who knows who else in this team is going to, when all said and done, is it possible Kyle Hamilton's going to have that kind of career? Probably. I mean, you got a lot of good stuff going on here. You win most of the time. You're in the playoffs pretty much every year. Like, hey, a lot of cities would kill for that. Granted, you know, everybody wants the Lombardi Trophy. But I'll tell you what, you know, how happy was I at the Knicks win the postseason? I was doing backflips. They didn't win the championship, but it made them competitive again. It made them relevant again. The Knicks are back. They're a good team. They didn't win at all. They may not. But it made me happy to see them in the playoffs. Yeah, it's all I care about.
That's short-lived, though. They're not going to do it again.
Shut up.
My point is this. I said that quietly because I'm in New York.
Right.
don't think I said it quietly for any other reason. I'm torn on this because I agree with them. Raven fans are spoiled, and sometimes they get a little entitled, and they need to be, you know, introduced to reality. However, and he has the right to say that, and I'm glad he said it.
Yeah,
I'm glad he said it. However, I hope Raven fans don't stop talking because sometimes your fan base is what makes you honest, holds you accountable. I don't like the work of the defense. The defense has done this 2 years in a row now. Last year, you brought someone else in, a veteran a DC, who I think helped tutor him. I do. I we get joked about all the time, and Jeremy leads it, the way we give Dean Pease all the credit. I don't give Dean Pease all the credit, but I give Dean Pease credit for kind of calming the room a little bit.
Yeah, he may have.
That's what I give him credit for. Okay, he's gone now, and we're seeing the same things we saw before he got here. So at some point, Zach Orr has to have some accountability for what we're seeing on the field, Kyle. I'm sorry. That's your guy. That's your DC. You're taking up for him. I respect you for that. That makes you the man that you are. However, I'm one of the people criticizing your defensive coordinator because something's not right.
Yeah, well, he has to get it. He's in charge. The defense. He's the defensive coordinator. The defense is last in the NFL. That's a problem. It's his problem.
Something's not right, and it's the same things that we saw last year before Dean Pease came here. I don't like it, and I don't know if Zach Orr is the answer for this team.
Me either.
Moving forward. Is Zach Orr a championship defensive coordinator? Is he a guy that can get to the lab and whip up something to help you win games? Remains to be seen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And for Hamilton to tell me about the players, the 11 players on the field, okay, you're right about that. The 11 players on the field have to make plays. He is 110% right about that. You guys got smacked around with both sides of the hand on Monday night. But if coaching didn't matter, then why you pay him so much?
Coaching matters. Coaching matters a lot.
Coaching matters.
I mean, they tell you, ask the guys on the Lions if coaching matters.
Mm-hmm. Ask Kansas City if coaching
matters. Right.
I guarantee Kansas City Chiefs players go into every game thinking, well, we beat you on the sidelines already. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of what we do on the field. We beat you on the sidelines. Andy, when does Andy Reid get out-coached?
I haven't seen it.
Exactly.
Even when they lose, I just it's not that.
Super Bowl.
This past
Did he get out-coached, though?
I think so. Yeah. He definitely wasn't ready.
Yeah, they got whooped.
Your offensive line was shredded. You should have been ready for that.
How?
You schemed something up.
Yeah, but sometimes their guys are better than your guys. Hey, I mean, it happened against the Buccaneers, too.
Joe, if you go up against someone who's physically stronger than you, longer limbs, longer everything, eventually they're going to get their hands on you. You can scheme and try to fight around him all you want, but eventually he's going to get his hands on you. And once he does, there is no scheme. That's what the Philadelphia Eagles did to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Look, man, I saw that game. He was outcoached. He was outcoached.
I don't think he was. I think his team was beaten up because that team in green physically got their hands on him, and they were just bigger, stronger, and faster. Well, I don't think there's a scheme that you could have to somebody that's just physically better than you.
And Kansas City Star from February 9th, 2025, Chiefs head coach Andy Reid blamed for Super Bowl loss.
I'm not saying that you're alone in thinking that, but just because you and Kansas City Star said it happened, doesn't mean I have to agree with you. I just think that Eagles team went out and whooped them.
I mean, he was outcoached for decades before that, so he didn't stop getting outcoached until he got Patrick Mahomes. That's what he was known for.
He was known for being outcoached because he didn't have the quarterback to Patrick. Okay, all right. I'm not even gonna. I don't know if that's the case. Then Bill Walsh was horrible before he got Joe Montana. That's the case. I mean, you know, the scheme is scheme. Coaching is coaching. Maybe he learned a lot of coaching along the way, but I think he was always a very good coach. I think he got Eagles teams to the NFC Championship game that shouldn't have gotten to the NFC Championship game. I think we saw with Donovan McNabb. Here's the case. What did Bill Belichick become when Tom Brady retired? What did Donovan McNabb become when he left Andy Reid? That's the difference. Andy Reid stayed Andy Reid. Donovan McNabb did not stay Donovan McNabb. He changed. Andy Reid had a bigger impact on Donovan McNabb than the other way around.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.